Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the week. Tonight's story is, It's Never Too Late. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, and very far away, when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, in the desert, in the wilderness, it was just about 1 year after the Jewish people had left Mitzrayim, had left Egypt. And it was Pesach time. Everybody was getting ready to bring the Korban Pesach, a Passover lamb, for the celebration of the Pesach Seuda, the Pesach meal, the Seder, with matzah and maror. And unlike the way we did it this year, where we only had a bone on the Passover plate to remind us of the Passover lamb, of the Korban Pesach. But here, the Jewish people were having a real Korban Pesach, a real Passover lamb. Each person, or each family rather, or each household would have their own Passover lamb. However, there were a small number of people, maybe two or three, who were tamei. They were spiritually impure. They had touched a dead body, or two dead bodies, and therefore, the Torah says that such a person has to first become pure, and if he's not pure yet, he may not bring a korban. He may not even actually go into the Beis HaMikdash. And so, these few people were told that no, they would not be able to bring a Korban Pesach because they were impure. What? We cannot bring a Korban Pesach, they said. Lama negara, why should we miss out? Why should we be any less than anybody else? We want to bring a Korban Pesach. And they made a suggestion, maybe because we've done this way. So they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama negara, why should we miss out? We want to bring a Korban Pesach. So Moshe said, wait here. I will ask Hashem. Now, by the way, children, this is something very special. We've had many, many Nevi'im throughout the course of Jewish history, but there were no Nevi'im who were able to say and be sure, wait here while I ask Hashem, and I'll tell you what Hashem says. Although Hashem told Moshe that in each generation there will be a person like you who will carry my message to the Jewish people, but we don't see clearly such special prophecy. It takes a lot of looking. But in any case, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he told them, wait here, and I'll ask Hashem what to do. And that's what Moshe did. And Hashem said to Moshe, tell them that in 1 month, they can bring their Korban Pesach. I will give a new mitzvah called Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach. And at that time, they could bring their Korban Pesach. And so that's what Moshe told them to do, and that's what they did a month later. Now, children, Kinderlach, I'd like you to think about this a little bit. This is very, very special. First of all, we see it's never too late. Even though they were tamei, they could not bring the Korban Pesach, they were impure. And even though they knew that they were going to become impure, nevertheless, they had a chance to make up for it. That's true that they were doing a great mitzvah, by the way. But in any case, they didn't become impure accidentally. They knew they were becoming impure. And therefore, there are those opinions that say that if a Jewish person is impure at Passover time, even if it was on purpose, or far away from the Beis Hamikdash, even if it was on purpose, he can still bring a Karban Pesach, some such opinions. And so we see from here, it's never too late. No matter how it happened, that we missed the mitzvah, we missed this, we missed that, we made a mistake, we did a sin, whatever it was. Of course, we should always try never to do a sin. We should always try never to miss a mitzvah. But we're human beings, it can happen. It's never too late. It's never a situation that we cannot fix, we cannot make up for, we cannot do tshuva. And this is the most, most amazing mitzvah. Very, very, very special. Every mitzvah is very special. The specialness of this one, we can all see that no matter what we do or what we don't do, we can always make up for it. We can always do tshuva. That's number one. And number two, another most amazing thing about this mitzvah, that the mitzvah was only given when the Jewish people asked for it. When these two people, or three people, said, Lam in the Gada, why should we miss out? Then Hashem gave the mitzvah. Very, very unusual. There's only a couple of mitzvahs like that, that Hashem gave the mitzvah because people asked. But this teaches us a very important lesson. I know that the thing that's most on everybody's mind, it's on all of our minds. When is Mashiach going to come? Until when are we going to be in this terrible exile, in this terrible galus? Well, as we say in Rosh Shemoneh Esrei every single day, L'shu'ascha kevinu kol hayom. Because, ki l'shu'ascha kevinu kol hayom, Hashem, we hope for you to save us, ki l'shu'ascha kevinu kol hayom, because we are hoping for you to save us all day. That because we are hoping, we are asking, we are davening, as the Chafetz Chaim said, as we are demanding that Mashiach should come, that Hashem should pay us our reward for all our services of Torah and mitzvahs, that's why Mashiach will come. And this is a very, very important lesson as well. So please remember, Kinderlach, even though it's a couple of days ago that it was Pesach Sheni, and a person might say, why am I telling a story about Pesach Sheni? It's past Pesach Sheni. Ah, but that's exactly the point. It's never too late. We can always fix up. It's true, I should have told this story about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Sheni. Or even better, a few days before Pesach Sheni. That would have been the best time to tell it. But it's never too late. We can always do tshuva. And so I'm doing tshuva now, even though I should have told the story a few days ago, but it's never too late. We can always make up for our mistakes, for having missed, for having not done what we should have done at a certain time.
So if not,
we can always do tshuva, and that's why I'm telling this story today. And number two, that sometimes Hashem is waiting for us. Just like Hashem did not give the mitzvah Pesach Sheni until these people said, Laman Degara, why should we miss out? Then Hashem gave the mitzvah. So too, Hashem is waiting for us to say, Laman Degara, why should we miss out on the Geula? Why should we miss out on Mashiach? Hashem has a mind to give Mashiach to us, to send Mashiach to us, to bring the Geula, to build the Beis Hamikdash, to gather the Jewish people there. So, Laman Degara, why should we miss out? And so, Kinderlach, this is what I am hoping, that all of us will add in our tefillos more sincere than ever and ask Hashem, Laman Negara, it's not too late. Why should we miss out? Please send us Mashiach now. Have a wonderful, happy Lag BaOmer. It's coming up tomorrow night. And I hope that I'll be able to tell a special story tomorrow, just in time for Lag BaOmer. B'li Neder. All the best. Thank you for listening.